SBS Radio. Preteklo nedeljo, 16. junija, smo v klubu Trigla v Sidneju vse udeležili že 18. podelitev priznanj najzaslužnejšim Slovencem za leto 2018 v New South Walesu in obenem praznovali 28. obletnico slovenske državnosti. Lepo povdan se je pričel s kosilom in na to uradni del prireditve in kulturni program, v katerem so bili govori strani slovenske in avstralske vlade, slovenske skupnosti in klubskih predstavnikov, preden je bilo podelitev priznanja uspešnim dobitnikom. Letošnja priznanja so bila posvečena pokojnemu Dušanu Olajovicu za vso njegovo delo v slovenski skupnosti. Zaradi časovne omejitve danes vam bomo predstavili le nekaj odlomkov celotne prireditve. Najprej je predsednik kluba Triglav Peter Krope pozdravil vse navzoče in predstavil posebne goste. Prva govornica pa je bila članica tretje generacije avstralskih Slovencev Stefani Fabjančič, ki je med drugim dejala:
I look around the room and as you can see my age group is very underrepresented. Particularly when you consider millennials, people like me born between 1982 and 2000, are now the largest generational group in the country. We are set to make the largest proportion of the population into the 2030s. So in talking about first and second and third generations and cultural preservation, how do we maintain ties generationally? How do I then pass culture on to my children? Are they at risk of losing their cultural ties and identity? And if they do, what have they lost? When we lose cultural transference of knowledge, especially when faced with some of the biggest challenges of our time, our options become narrower for everyone. So what's the answer? Great question. I'm not exactly sure. But what I do think is worth pointing out is that we often forget the most unique thing about Australia. And that is, our Indigenous peoples are the oldest living continuous culture on this planet. The oldest on this planet ever. How have they maintained those cultural ties and connections? Storytelling. Generational storytelling. We live in a world where technology and globalization has made us more connected than ever. But when it comes to culture and human experience, we are more disconnected than we've ever been before. Maintaining a culturally rich society is a generational responsibility. Let's not be complacent and lose what cannot be revived. Because when someone dies, if we haven't asked the how or the what, or the why, their story dies with them.
V imenu Veleposlaništva Republike Slovenije v Kembriji je spregovoril nadomestni vodja Andrej Kralj, ki je takole dejal:
Včast mi je, da sem lahko ponovno tu. Sam sem tukaj dve leti in sem bil prisoten na kar nekaj podobnih zadevah, pa moram priznati, da tako širokega srečanja Slovencev, kot je ta v klubu Triglav, sam nisem doživel, za kar vam, gospod predsednik, in vsem, ki poskrbite za organizacijo, iskreno čestitam. Lepo vas je videti tako veliko na kupu, tako daleč od doma, zagotovo najdlje tako veliko od Slovenije.
Na to zvezni poslanec za Fowla, Chris Hayes:
Unless you have Aboriginal heritage, we are all immigrants or descendants from immigrants in our great nation. And that's what really has made Australia great. Just as I was going up to the bathroom a minute ago, I stopped and read about that plaque on the wall there. There's a pic. And it's commemorating all those of the hard work in building this very club. And when I thought about it, it didn't have to be about this very club. It could have been about building of Liverpool, building of Fairfield. If you think about all those Slovenian immigrants that came to this country, who were known for being industrious, very hardworking, and committed to their culture and their people, I think this is a great reflection of this club, is a great reflection of preserving culture. And when I look at it, people have come to Australia really for two reasons: a better life for themselves and their families. It's always good to come to this club first and foremost, but it's always great to come here to celebrate Independence Day, and also to look at the people that you honour for the great work that they do in preserving the history and the traditions and culture of the Slovenian people.
In še poslanec v sedežu Cabramatta v New South Walesu, Nick Lalić.
But I can say that there is a lot of young people that when they reach middle age start thinking of their descendants, start thinking of their grandparents. They start to forget about themselves. They see their children growing up and they want their children to remember where they come from. Some of them, like my children, went back to the old country to have a look where the village is, where they were from. The young kids, they start thinking about their past. And it's clubs like this that we must keep them going. We must keep our clubs going to make sure we remember where we came from, the hardships that our parents and our grandparents went through to bring us to this country, the life they had to give away, their parents, their grandparents, they had to give them away and come to Australia, start complete anew with nothing. We had nothing in those days. I was lucky. My dad said, I want every one of you, my generation, to get better than what I was. I got a bit better. I become a tradesman. My children become lawyers. I don't know what my grandkids will become, but I hope they become something like that. To all you Slovenian people here today, congratulations on the Republic of Slovenia.
Župan mesta Fairfield Guy Zangari pa ime drugim dejal.
Slovenians have a proud and rich history. It's not only 28 years old, but rather thousands of years old. And we know that ancient tribes and ancient cultures all inhabited the beautiful country that we now know as Slovenia. One thing I can say is, being a son of Italian migrants, that I myself had a great connection with a Slovenian family growing up, where my best friend in primary school and high school was Slovenian. And one thing I can say is that Slovenian people have a deep love of God, a deep love of family. Peter and obviously the board here at Triglav are really, really encouraging of the next generation and their contributions to Australian culture. And this is what it's about. But the fact is, it's Australian culture with a bit of a twist, and that is a Slovenian flavour. And that is fantastic. And that is why today, and for the last 18 years, the Triglav Club has come together and acknowledged those great volunteers and community leaders for the good work that they are doing right here in this country. So you are all very blessed. You have your Slovenian culture, but also you have the proud Aussie culture that we have all inherited as migrants.
V imenu kluba Mounties Group pa je spregovoril podpredsednik John Dean.
It's a great pleasure for us to be invited here. Yes, we as a board go to quite a few activities of various cultural backgrounds, and a couple have been mentioned just now already. We come here to Triglav Club, Slovenian background, when it was founded. But in terms of Mounties, it's the true family club within the Mounties group. That's why I think it's going so well. So it's going well from a commercial viewpoint for Mounties as a group, and it's going well in continued support of the Slovenian culture. I know we've got generational issues happening. To the Slovenian community in Australia, but to Slovenia as a whole, and to the representatives from Slovenia, congratulations on your upcoming 28 years of Slovenian independence, or National Day as we now call it. But also in particular to the community awards which are to be handed out to the recipients of those awards, and through a subcommittee headed by Branko. They have done traditionally a great job, and I'm sure they continue to do a great job. So those recipients, whoever they may be, unknown to me of course, congratulations, and keep up the good work, but importantly keep the Slovenian culture going and keep the language going.
Pevski zbor Južne zvezde je predstavil dve pesmi, med njimi naslednja, Together We Are One.
Find your guiding inspiration in a place where dreams are made with a lifetime's preparation. It's no time. time to be afraid. Put our differences behind us while we shine like the sun. See what we've all become. Together we are one.
Podelitev priznanj pa je vodil vodja pripravljalnega odbora Branko Fabjančič. In na to sta se še pridružila Perina Keen in Andrew Schuber in so predstavili letošnje dobitnike. Dobitniki pa so bili priznanje za življenjsko delo Planica Wollongong pokojni Zvonko Groznik, prostovoljec leta Slovensko društvo Sidni Vlado Čeh, prostovoljec leta Sveti Rafael Vesna Poč, prostovoljec leta Klub Triglav Emil Fabjančič, starejši občan leta Sveti Rafael Jerica Gržel in priznanje za malo podjetje David Gojak. Eden od letošnjih dobitnikov je na žalost dobil priznanje posmrtno. Zvonko Groznik, eden od prvih predsednikov in društvenih delavcev slovenskega kluba Planica v Wollongongu, ni dočakal priznanja. Na njegovo mesto pa je zanj prevzel priznanje sin Robert. Vsem letošnjim dobitnikom čestitamo za zasluženo priznanje skupnosti in upamo, da jih bo še več na prireditvi naslednje leto za leto 2019.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.